From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado Springs airport officials are encouraging passengers to double-check flight information with airlines after the facility sustained hail damage. Preliminary estimates show between $300,000 and $500,000 in damages. Vehicles in the airport lots were also damaged. The airport remains fully operational. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump swept through the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs today. As Benta Berkland reports, so many supporters showed up that they couldn't fit inside the room.
Trump criticized a fire marshal for limiting how many people could come into the campus hall here to see him. Then he chided Hillary Clinton for her remarks at the Democratic National Convention that he'd be unfit for office.
Like, I don't get upset. If somebody tweets, I do what I do. Who cares? I think I have the best temperament, or certainly one of the best temperaments, of anybody that's ever run for the office of president.
Many in the crowd see Trump as a straight talker, even if they disagree with some of his statements. Dan Seaman is a former Marine and police detective in Douglas County. He views Trump as the best qualified candidate to handle the economy.
We don't need people to tell us how great it is, and we need to change direction. We need somebody who knows how to actually manage a company.
Trump cast himself as an outsider. He told his supporters the country could accomplish much if the government wasn't run by full-time politicians. He heads to Denver tonight and says he'll be in Colorado frequently in the months to come, saying it's a state he should win. I'm Benta Berkland in Colorado Springs.
For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.